Awareness becomes aware of itself, and consciousness becomes conscious of itself. That is a very, it's a very different kind of experience. That's actually the holy moment, the holy instant. That's the time when you actually meet you. So when awareness meets itself, rest is experienced. A deep restfulness is experienced. As if one is finally home. But until awareness meets itself, it goes on somehow believing that it is a body-mind and keeps hunting in the world for fulfillment. In a strange way, it is hunting in the world for itself. It is trying to find itself. It is trying to find some perfect peace, some perfect rest. It is trying to find some place it can call home. But as long as it believes it is a body-mind, every solution it finds is not the right one. So it creates the best house and finds the perfect, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife. So actually what it is searching for is itself. But because of this hypnosis, the hypnosis of the mind, it is searching in the wrong directions. It is searching in the outer world for it. That's the only error. That's the singular error. It is going outside itself to find peace and fulfillment. Someday, one day, it realizes its error and stops moving outside itself and reverts back and rests in its own nature. It rests in itself. So then awareness, instead of identifying with the body-mind and running into the world, it reverts back to itself. Awareness meets itself, recognizes itself, and starts to rest there. So that is what we call a moment of awakening. Now people think that once you get this one moment of awakening, it's enough. It's not. One needs repeatedly to go there. Because it keeps on deepening and deepening and deepening. But every time you go there, every time awareness meets itself, when we re-engage with the world, we are slightly different. We respond to the world differently, we engage differently. It's almost like the fragrance of the truth now comes into everything we say, we do, into all our relationships. So once that awareness has met itself and it has started seeing its true nature, that it starts operating from that space rather than from the ego space. It's almost like the real boss. The real boss has been found. So the false boss now has to quietly step aside. Or you can also say that the small boss continues to say what he has to say, but he doesn't have any power anymore.